From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. EU leaders struggle with migrant response. European leaders struggled Monday to cope with the growing wave of Asian and African migrants streaming to Europe, even as authorities responded to distress calls from three more boats filled with hundreds of refugees in the Mediterranean. EU foreign and interior ministers met in Luxembourg 2 days after a boat capsized off the coast of Libya, with 700 or more migrants feared dead in the disaster as they headed to the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi said Italy and Malta are working to rescue two more boats off Libya, a rubber raft with 100 to 150 people, and a larger boat with about 300 on board. Greek authorities rescued more than 90 migrants when their wooden sailboat ran aground off the island of Rhodes, but at least three people drowning there. U.S. government agents have arrested six Minnesota men for allegedly planning to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State militant group. The six men, all members of Minnesota's Somali-American community, have been charged with conspiracy and attempting to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Militant group al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an apparent suicide attack on a United Nations bus in northern Somalia that killed at least seven people. The attacker Monday targeted a minibus carrying staffers of the UN Children's Fund in the town of Garowe as they traveled from their guest houses to their office. A source close to the UN in Garowe tells VOA that a man raced onto the bus and detonated explosive strapped to his waist. Local police said the dead included four foreigners, two Somalis, and the bomber. This is VOA News. U.S. and European negotiators are resuming talks Monday in New York on a controversial transatlantic trade deal. The proposal is supported by both U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, leader of Europe's biggest economy. Officials say a U.S.-Europe deal would add $100 billion annually to the economies on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. The United States and the Philippines on Monday launched their biggest joint military exercise in 15 years. This year's annual 10-day Balikatan exercise is twice as large as last year's, involving around 11,000 troops from both nations. The expanded drill is part of Washington's Pacific Pathways program, an effort to boost the U.S. military presence in the Pacific. China's rapid reclamation activities around seven reefs in the Spratly Islands has alarmed other claimants, including the Philippines and Vietnam. Vice Admiral Alexander Lopez, Balikatan Philippine Exercise Director.
This yearly exercise has evolved to address the changing strategic environment where both our countries are linked. It also supports the AFP's goal of developing its capacity and capability, enhancing interoperability between our armed forces.
Vice Admiral Alexander Lopez. China's president is in Islamabad for a 2-day visit focusing on energy and infrastructure projects. In his meetings with top Pakistani leadership, he is also discussing militancy and Afghanistan. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
A 21-gun salute and schoolchildren singing anthems praising Pakistan's friendship with China began a day of red carpet treatments for the Chinese leader. President Xi Jinping arrived in Islamabad accompanied by his wife, senior ministers, and CEOs of Chinese companies. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif described the talks.
Today we have decided to elevate our relationship to all-weather strategic cooperative partnership.
He says the two countries, already close allies and strategic partners, will increase cooperation in energy and infrastructure sectors. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Amid intense security, crowds turned up Monday for the Boston Marathon, which was rocked 2 years ago by terrorist bombs. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.